Are you ready to live in new dimensions with the power given to you by God? Well, you've tuned in to the right podcast. Welcome to Motivated to Greatness, where we discover the greatness within. Here's your host, Jerome Bouverette.
Well, welcome to the M2G podcast. I am your host, Jerome Bouverette. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to discover the greatness within? Then let's start today's journey. Now, before we get into the podcast, if you have any ideas or any topics that you'd like us to discuss or something maybe that you've had questions about and you've never heard it taught on, you'd like to hear it taught on, stay on this podcast, because at the very end of it, we're going to be sharing with you how you can submit those ideas, those topics in a very easy and efficient manner. So stay on to the very end, because we're going to share that as well as some other growth opportunities that I know you are going to want to take advantage of. Now, on today's podcast, we're actually going to start a probably 4 to 6 week series on iGrow, the keys to growing into the best you. Listen, maybe you're in a stage in your life, which all of us have been, and I got news for you, probably at some point will be again, questioning, am I really growing? And I'm not just talking about spiritual growth, but I'm talking about personal growth. Have you ever found yourself going through life kind of stuck, not knowing how to move beyond where you've been operating? I think all of us at one point in time have had that desire to grow. And so we're going to look over the next 4 to 6 weeks on iGrow, the keys to growing into the best you. Eric Butterworth said this. He said, don't go through life, grow through life. And isn't that a true statement? Now, the definition of growth. What does it mean to grow? Whether it be personally, emotionally, spiritually, you know, we know we grow physically, but what does it mean to grow? Well, the definition of growth is this: a stage in the process of growing, progressive development, increase, and expansion. And so when we talk about growing, we're talking about the different stages in our life that we're going to go through and we're going to have to grow through. Just like we have physical stages we go through, from being an infant to a toddler to a pre-adolescent, adolescent, adult. Those are stages. So when we talk about personal growth, when we talk about becoming the best us, we're talking about those processes, that progressive development, that increase, and that expansion. Now, I want you to remember this word right here. It is the word potential. Potential. Do you understand that on the inside of you, on the inside of me, is the potential for growth? Notice I said potential. See, potential really is a word that is based on possibilities. You and I have the possibility of growing, but the question is, will we grow? Will we take the steps necessary to grow and to develop, to expand? Will we take the steps necessary to progressively develop? And I hope that you will take those steps, because all of us need to grow. You're going to have different stages in your life that you're going to need to grow in. Just look at your chronological age. You know, I'm 47, going to be 48 years old. And I by no means act like I did when I was 5 or 6. Now, not that I remember what I was like when I was 5 or 6, but if I sat down with my mom and I asked her, am I the same today at 47 that I was when I was 5? Her answer is going to have to be an emphatic no. Why? Because I have learned to grow through life. Different circumstances, different things have caused me to grow and develop. And so potential is a word that is based on possibilities. You have the potential within you. Now, my friends, to reach your potential, you have to grow. If you want to reach the potential in your life that you were destined to reach, it's going to involve you and I growing. And in order to grow, we have to be intentional about growing. We can't just sit idly by and not expect it to take place. You have to, watch the wording, make it intentional to grow. You have to make it purposeful to grow. You have to literally schedule your growth, if I can use that term. So you have to intentionally grow. See, in order to discover our purposes, if we're going to really discover the purpose that we have in life, we need to grow. But what is the number one area that we need to grow in order to become the manifestation of the possibility that's within us? Well, we need to grow in self-awareness. See, to become a better human, we need to grow in character. What is character? Well, you know, I've talked a lot about character over the years, and character is who you really are when nobody else is around. That is my definition. That's the Jerome Bouverette version definition of the word character. So if we're going to discover that purpose, we need to grow in self-awareness and to become a better human being. In order to be a better you to the people around you, to your family in the workplace, you and I have to grow in our character. See, now let's use your career, for example. No matter what you may do in life to pay the bills, no matter what you may do, whether it be you own a business or you work for somebody else, to advance in your career, what do you got to do? You have to increase in your skills. You have to grow in your skills. To be a better spouse or to be a better parent, we need to learn how to grow in relationships. To reach our financial goals, how are we going to reach those financial goals? Well, in order to reach those financial goals that you want to reach, which is a good thing to want to do, well, you need to grow in your knowledge about how money works. To enrich your soul, you need to grow spiritually. Now, I want to talk over the next 4 to 6 weeks about some different laws of growth, some different things that we can do in order to grow into the best us. So let's go together so we can grow together. Let's talk about the law of intentionality. What is the law of intentionality? Well, you need to understand that growth doesn't just happen. It doesn't just happen because it's just going to pop up in your life. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a plan for your personal growth? Let me put it this way. Do you have a personal growth plan? Do you have a PGP? We know about business plans. Business plans are to lay out how you're going to make that business effective, the steps you're going to take to market, the steps you're going to take. But do you have a personal growth plan? See, it really is about focusing on those goals. And when you focus on the goals, let me help you. You may hit goals, but that doesn't guarantee growth. When we talk about having a personal growth plan, when we talk about having a PGP, when we talk about this law of intentionality, that growth doesn't just happen, you need to understand that just because you may hit a goal, that doesn't mean that you're growing. Achieving goals, physical goals, achieving goals in business doesn't mean that you're growing as a person. But if you focus on growth, if you focus on becoming a better human being, if you focus on becoming better at what you do, if you and I focus on becoming better at what we want to accomplish in life, I got news for you. We're going to hit the goals, but we're also going to grow through hitting those goals. Now, James Allen, he made this statement in his book, As a Man Thinketh. This is so key. Listen to this statement. People are anxious to improve their circumstances, but are unwilling to improve themselves. They therefore remain bound. Do you hear the richness in that statement right there? I'm going to read it again. James Allen, in his book, As a Man Thinketh, said, people are anxious to improve their circumstances, but are unwilling to improve themselves. Therefore, they remain bound. So when we're looking at growth, we're talking about the law of intentionality. When we're talking about the fact that growth isn't going to just happen, you have to be intentional about the plan, the steps in your personal growth, which means you can't just wake up in the morning and say, well, I just want to grow today, but not take the steps to cause that growth, not take the disciplines to cause that growth. But there are growth gap traps. There are things in our life that are going to cause us to not grow to the degree that we are able to grow. Let's talk about some of these growth gap traps. First of all, is the assumption gap. What is the assumption gap, Jerome? The assumption gap is this. I assume that I will automatically grow. Now, when we are children, when we are born, we grow automatically physically. You know, we become taller, we become bigger, we become more capable of doing new things, facing new challenges. But I believe that we really carry that into our adulthood with the thought process, I'm just going to grow as I go. As I chronologically get older, as I physically get older, as I physically get taller, I'm just going to grow in my thought process. Well, it doesn't work like that. You cannot assume that you're just automatically growing. You can't assume that the older you get, the wiser you get. I know we've heard it for years, that the older you get, the wiser you get. Let me tell you, I have been in the people business for years, traveling and developing. I pastored for years. I've traveled around the world. And I have learned one thing to be true, that the older you get doesn't necessarily mean that you get wiser. So you have to avoid the assumption gap. You and I can't assume that we're automatically going to grow. Now, musician Bruce Springsteen said this. He said, a time comes when you need to stop waiting for the man you want to become and start being the man you want to be. I could stop right there. He said, a time has to come in our life when we need to stop waiting for the man we want to become. When we stop waiting for it to just happen and just start being the man that you want to be. It's called a PGP, a personal growth plan. So we can't operate in this assumption gap. We can't operate assuming that we're automatically going to grow. See, no wind favors him who has no destined port. Michel de Montaigne said that. No wind favors him who has no destined port. What is he talking about? A ship is not going to hit its mark. The wind can come and push the ship, but the wind's not going to help if it doesn't have a destination, if it doesn't have a place that it wants to get to. Otherwise, it's just wandering aimlessly in the sea. So the wind is not going to favor. It's not going to help. Life situations are not going to help us if we don't have an end result, if we don't have a port, if you will, that we want to pull into in order to grow. So there's the assumption gap. Next is the knowledge gap. The knowledge gap is a big one for so many people because the knowledge gap says, I don't know how to grow. I don't know how to become a better person. I don't know how to make these things happen in my life. And I think that is more of an excuse than anything else. You know, I just don't know how to do it. I don't know how to make these things happen. The knowledge gap. See, many people don't think that they have the ability within themselves, maybe because of the way they were brought up. Maybe they didn't go to college like maybe their other siblings or friends did, or maybe they don't have the job that other people have. And they say, I just don't have the knowledge. Again, potential is possibilities. Every one of us are full of possibilities, but our potential cannot manifest if we operate in the lack of knowledge gap, the I don't think I can do it. Loretta Staples, who is a designer and she's also an artist and a consultant, said this. If you are clear with what you want, the world will respond with clarity. If you and I are clear about what we want to accomplish, if you and I are clear about where we want to go, if you and I are clear about what we want to make happen and see happen in our life, I got news for you. The things around you will respond with clarity. Now, is there going to be some setbacks at times? Absolutely. Is there going to be some difficulties at times? Absolutely. There's going to be those things. But you and I need to understand that if we are clear with our plans, if we are clear with where we want to go, if we are clear with what we want to accomplish, the world around us is going to respond with that clarity. The world around us is going to respond with opportunities. Again, potential is possibilities. Many people learn, however, only from the school of hard knocks. We've all heard that. We only learn from the School of Hard Knocks. Difficult experiences teach us lessons the hard way. And through those lessons, sometimes we change. Sometimes it's for the better. Sometimes it's for the worse. The lessons are random and they're difficult. It's called the School of Hard Knocks. It's called life. But can I tell you something? Instead of allowing the School of Hard Knocks to teach you and I, it is much better to plan our growth intentionally. See, we decide where we need or where we want to grow. We choose what we will learn. We choose follow through with discipline, going at the pace that we set. We can choose these things. Don't allow life, don't allow the School of Hard Knocks to develop you. Let's be intentional. I'm talking to myself as well. Let's be intentional about our growth. Don't allow the School of Hard Knocks. So we can't claim the knowledge gap. The next gap is the timing gap. What is the timing gap? What is the timing gap that prevents us in our growth? Well, the timing gap says it's not the right time to begin. In the church world, we call it, it's not the right season. The timing gap says, well, it's just not the right time to begin. Frank Clark said this. Frank Clark said, what great accomplishment we'd have in the world if everybody had done what they intended to do. What greatness would we have accomplished and what would we see in the world if everybody had done what they intended to do? See, most people don't act as quickly as they should on things. We all have been guilty of this. We all have been guilty of not acting in the manner or in the time frame or as quickly as we should. Sometimes that's driven by fear. Sometimes that's driven by our thought of we're not able to do this. We look at our own inabilities instead of our ability. We look at our we don't look at our possibilities. We don't look at the value that we have in ourselves. See, and when we don't respond, what we do then is we find ourselves subject to the law, listen very closely, to the law of diminishing intent. The law of diminishing intent. What is the law of diminishing intent? The law of diminishing intent says the longer you wait to do something that you should do now, the greater the odds that you will never actually do it. This is called the law of diminishing intent, that the longer we wait to do something that we should be doing right now, the greater chances we have of not doing it at all. So why put off till tomorrow? We've all heard it, when we can do it today. Don't find yourself living in the timing gap of your potential. Don't find yourself living in the tiny timing gap and allowing that to cause you to not to grow. Refuse to live by the law of diminishing intent. We cannot live according to that law. Leo Puskelli said this, life lived for tomorrow will always be a day away from being realized. Did you hear it? It's so, such a rich statement. Life lived for tomorrow will always be a day away from being realized. What was he saying? Live today. Be intentional today. Don't live by the law of diminishing intent. Next is the mistake gap. The mistake gap says, I'm afraid of making mistakes. Now, I think all of us at one point in time in our life have lived under this particular gap, have lived under this particular growth taker, this growth stealer, if you will, because nobody wants to fail. Nobody wants to look like a failure in accomplishing something. Matter of fact, if you go back a few weeks, I talked about failure is not final. Go back and listen to that podcast. Because we cannot be afraid of making mistakes. But people say, I can't start that business, or I can't go to school, or I can't do this because I'm afraid of making mistakes. See, growing, my friends, hear what I'm about to say. Growing is a messy business. What do I mean by that? It literally means admitting that you don't have all the answers. And let me help you. It's okay to not have all the answers in life at times. It's okay to not have all of the plans at times. Listen, you can't live life saying, well, I'm never going to start because I don't have all the answers. No. You've got to take that step. You can't say, and you can't live by the mistake gap. Robert H. Schuller, who was a pastor for years, said this: what would you attempt to do if you knew you wouldn't fail? What would you accomplish? What would you do right now if you had a guarantee that you would not fail? What would you do if you had the guarantee that what you went to go do in your business, what you went to go do in writing that book, it wouldn't fail? See, but nobody has that guarantee. Nobody has that guarantee in life. You can't live. You can't grow. I can't grow if I live under the mistake gap. If I live under the, I'm afraid to make mistakes. Listen, if you want to grow, if you really want to grow, my friends, you need to get over any fear of making any mistakes. We need to get over any fear of the possibility of even making mistakes, because I got news for you. You're going to make them along the way. Mistakes are nothing more than opportunities to learn. So a mistake, how do I say this? A mistake is simply another way of doing things. Okay, so you didn't get it right the first time, second time, third time, fourth time. But does that mean you give up? Absolutely not. It doesn't mean you give up. You don't give up. You can't be afraid of making a mistake. You can't be afraid of taking that first step. See, to become intentional about growing, my friends, we have to expect to make mistakes every day and welcome them. Hear me. And welcome them as a sign that you're moving in the right direction. Every day you're going to make a mistake somewhere. Every day you're going to do something that probably you shouldn't have done. And I'm not even talking anything bad, but maybe you shouldn't have done this, or maybe you should. Listen, if you make a mistake, it's okay. It's just a sign that you're moving in the right direction. It's just a sign that you're moving in the direction that you need to move in. So don't live under the mistake gap. Don't live afraid of making mistakes, because if you're going to be intentional, if I'm going to be intentional about my growth, whether it be spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, then I can't live in the fear of making mistakes. And the last gap that I'm going to cover on today's podcast, the last gap is this: the perfection gap. What is the perfection gap? The perfection gap says this: I have to find the best way before I can even start. Have you ever met somebody that's a perfectionist? Listen, I have a tendency, believe it or not, to be a little bit of a perfectionist. You know, people tell me all the time, Jerome, you're just OCD. Well, yeah, that's true too. But I have to know the end and the process in the middle before I even want to start at times. I have to find out the best way before I can even start. Can I help you? That is not the way to do this. That is not the most productive way that you and I are going to grow in our life. If we're going to be intentional about our development, if we're going to be intentional about our growth, we have to step out in faith, if I can use that term, and I will. We have to step out in faith and say, you know, I'm going to do this, even though I may not know the best way. I'm going to get started. I'm going to start. You know, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said this. He said, faith is taking the first step even when you can't see the rest of the staircase. How can I liken this? Well, the perfection gap, you know, taking that first step, it's kind of like driving. I'm from the country, and I live in the city now, but I'm from the country, and in the country, we don't have streetlights. We don't have stores. We have cornfields and darkness. It's kind of like driving in the country. I'm talking about getting started now. How am I intentional about my growth? It's kind of like driving on an unfamiliar road at night. Have you ever been there? A road you've never been on before? Now, ideally, the perfect scenario, the best way, would be able to see the whole route before you even begin. But here's the key. When you're on a road you've never been on before at night and you can't see perfectly, you see it progressively. You see it as you drive. You see it as you get going. As you move forward, a little more of the road is revealed to you. If you want to see more of the way, then you have to keep moving in the direction. So if we're going to be intentional, if we're going to be intentional about our growth, if we're really going to be serious about growing in everything that we do, then we have to be like that road. We have to be on that road, whether we see the end or not, whether we can see the destination or not, whether you can see the lights of the destination or not. It's just like driving on that unfamiliar road at night. Get on the road, start the vehicle, and move in the direction, because as you and I move in the direction, the road is opened up to us a little more in the journey. You know, in 2 Peter 1, 5 through 9 says this. So don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given, complementing your basic faith with good character, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate patience, reverent wonder, warm friendliness, and generous love, each dimension fitting into and developing the others. With these qualities active and growing in your lives, no grass will grow under your feet. No day will pass without its reward as you mature in your experience of our Master Jesus. He continues to say, without these qualities, you can't see what's right before you, oblivious that your old life has been wiped off the books. What was he saying? Don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given. What have you been given? Remember, potential is possibilities. And if you and I want to fulfill our potential, if we want to grow intentionally, we have to understand the possibilities within us. Rick Warren made this statement: transformation is a process. And as life happens, there are tons of ups and downs. It's a journey of discovery. We're in the I Grow series, the keys to becoming the best you. Listen, if you haven't already done it, listen, take a second, hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button, whatever platform you're listening to, because every week we're bringing life-changing content that will help you live your best life. And not only will you listen to it, but help us empower others by sharing about this podcast. Together, we can help others discover the greatness within. Listen, will you consider partnering with M2G financially? Listen, we need your help. Every donation that comes in helps us to continue to not only bring this podcast, but also expand our opportunities to help countless others. We have numerous empowerment and growth platforms. Listen, you can give securely right through our website. There's electronic methods on there. We have Cash App. All this giving is tax deductible and appreciated. So whether it be a one-time donation or a monthly commitment, we say thank you. Now here's our announcer to share our website information and how you can partner with and stay connected to all things motivated to greatness.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Motivated to Greatness. We hope that you were encouraged to find your greatness within. Tune in every Thursday for new episodes of Motivated to Greatness with Jerome Bouverette. If you have a topic idea that you would like to hear discussed or simply have questions, please email your requests to kingdombif@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombif@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Would you like to receive weekly M2G mobile empowerments? If so, please text M2G to 31996. That's the letter M, the number 2, and the letter G to 31996. We want you to stay empowered. Here at M2G, we believe in the power of prayer. If you have a prayer request and would like for us to agree with you, we have a team of hundreds of prayer warriors across the nation who are awaiting your requests. Please email your prayer requests to kingdombif@gmail.com. kingdombif@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombif@gmail.com. Thank you for your continuous support. For more M2G info, please visit our website at www.kbif.info. Again, that's www.kbif.info. You can also connect with Jerome Bouverette by following him on Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, and by subscribing to his YouTube channel, all at Jerome A. Bouverette. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivated to Greatness. Take the time today to discover your greatness within.